Keeping safe after a data breach. Producers note, this document shows the logo of the National Cybersecurity Center. Own Your Online. This document was produced as a single audio file primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 6th of May 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Keeping safe after a data breach. Here's what you can do to help secure your personal information after a data breach. Why it matters. A data breach is when private information held by a business is unintentionally disclosed, usually publicly, by accident. This can include personal information, such as your name, email or username, financial records or login credentials. Not all breaches are the same. Some might expose less valuable information like your email, while others could involve more sensitive details like your username and passwords, passport details, banking information or even your ID. If you find yourself affected by a data breach, it's crucial to take steps to minimize the damage and protect your personal information. How to protect yourself? 1. Confirm the breach. Verify whether your data has been compromised. It's likely you'll hear about a breach from an affected organization, but if you haven't, get in touch with them to understand what personal information has been compromised. 2. Change your passwords. Change the passwords for your affected accounts immediately, as well as those of your most important accounts, e.g. email, bank. Use each password only once. If an attacker gets hold of one of your account passwords, it'll give them access to any other accounts that share the same password. 3. Enable two-factor authentication, 2FA. Where possible, turn on 2FA for all your online accounts to add an extra layer of security. 4. Monitor your accounts regularly. If your account has been compromised, there may be a risk to your other accounts, especially if you're using weak or reused passwords. Be attentive and monitor all your accounts, including social media, email, and banking, for any suspicious activity. Suspicious activity could include messages you have not sent or emails about login attempts. 5. Watch out for phishing. Watch out for phishing emails or texts pretending to be from legitimate organizations, particularly if they are asking for sensitive information like login details. For more information, visit this short link, aicomps.nz/1424. Some resources may not be in alternate formats. Report an incident. If you've been affected by an incident online or targeted by a scammer, we're here to help. Report an incident at this short link, aicomps.nz/5682. If you'd like help completing the form, call us in New Zealand on 0800 114 115. Calling us is free within New Zealand. We're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, Monday to Friday, and we're closed on public holidays. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. If your sensitive data has been leaked, you may feel embarrassed, hurt or confused about what has happened to you. However, remember that these people make a living out of manipulating people and are very good at it. You aren't alone. You are entitled to support services. For further information on this, you may wish to visit https://www.idcare.org/ or phone 0800 121 068. Also https://www.victimsupport.org.nz/ or phone 0800-VICTIM. Producer's note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 6th of May 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.